Illinois CyberKnife deploys revolutionary technology in the fight against prostate cancer in just 5 outpatient treatments. With CyberKnife treatment for prostate cancer, there's no pain, no surgery, and you can go back to your normal activities right after treatment. Prostate cancer doesn't fight fair. Neither should you. For more information, contact Illinois CyberKnife at 847-723-0100 or visit IllinoisCK.com, a service of Advocate Lutheran General Hospital. No case is typical. Results will vary by patient, and there's no guarantee you'll experience these results.
Does your business specialize in kitchen and bath remodeling? Studio 41 is your complete kitchen and bath resource, now featuring the bold look of Kohler. We work with you, providing the service and support to help you get the job done right. Visit a showroom or find us online at shopstudio41.com.
This week's look back at baseball history takes us to 1973, when Roberto Clemente becomes the first Latin-born player to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. The mandatory 5-year waiting period was waived to honor the late Pirates outfielder, who died tragically in a plane crash that was carrying relief supplies to victims of the earthquake in Nicaragua. This moment in baseball history is brought to you by MLB brand Chicago Cubs Edition Frozen Waffles, Burritos, and Chimichangas, which can be found in the frozen food section at Tony's Fresh Market. Text baseball to 811-811 today for your money-saving coupon.
And now, an ad from Mom.
Bundle home and auto with Progressive and save on your car insurance. Excuse me, maybe we should add in the word money so they know that they're saving money. I'm just going to add that in there, okay? Hello? Just nodding at me. Okay, well, he's got enough buttons to push in there.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Code SCORE.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Our radio.com station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Hockey Update Studio, I'm Joe Ostrowski. The Wolves will be down at Pioneer Court on Michigan Avenue all day, kicking off their 25th anniversary season. Come play games, win prizes, or just hang out. And don't miss the new look laser and fireworks show starting around 8:30. David Bodie was an 18th round draft pick that spent part of 7 years in the minor leagues.
It's just the way he is. His work ethic is spectacular. His skill level is high. He's the kind of guy, and I'm telling you because I was a scout, gets overlooked. And even when he gets into an organization based on his draft status, pretty much is not talked about often until he really does something spectacular.
Bodie joins Burson and McKnight in 20 minutes. The Cubs' 5-game homestand continues with Milwaukee tomorrow. After a 1-5 homestand, the White Sox head to Detroit for 3 games. Ronaldo Lopez on the bump, and Lopez took a no-hitter into the 6th in his last start. Basketball, Adrian Wojnarowski reports that Carmelo Anthony is expected to sign a 1-year contract today with Houston. And in golf, CBS Sports says that their Sunday ratings for the PGA Championship skyrocketed 69%. This update was brought to you by Webb Chevy. Searching for a great deal on Chevys at Chicago? Visit Webb Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn. Fantasy football commissioners host your fantasy draft party in a private suite at iconic Soldier Field on August 18th. Complimentary food and beverages are included, along with a panel discussion featuring Connor McKnight, Nick Shapkowski, Julie DeCaro, and myself. Visit chicagotribune.com/draftparty to get your tickets now. I'm Joe Ostrowski, and you're listening to the radio home for Cubs baseball, 670 The Score. The next game on The Score is tomorrow when the Cubs take on the Brewers. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Riverfront Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in the North Aurora Auto Mall.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
2-2 on David Bodie, trying to come through. And the pitch on the way. Bodie drives one in the air. Deep center field. Back goes Tanner. It's got a chance. It's a grand slam. A grand slam for David Bodie. And the Cubs have won the ball game. Can you believe it?
Wow.
Yeah, our pitching was outstanding, too. Great ball game. And then it's finished off by David Bodie. He did not use Rebel when he walked up to the plate. I was slightly disappointed, but otherwise it was just a really classic performance, the kind of game we played against these guys a lot.
Middays on The Score.
Pretty special night at Wrigley Field, and everybody who's played there has heard that place explode for one reason or another, but that's one of those memorable moments off the bat of David Bodie on national television. Joining us now, a couple of former Cubs who are here to play some golf for a good cause, Gary Matthews and Pete LeCocq joining us on the Bernstein and McKnight Show. What's happening, guys?
Yes.
Good. Good time.
Yeah.
It's LACOCK.
I didn't write this down. I knew that. And you know why I knew it? Because in 1976, every time I opened a pack of Topps baseball cards, there was a Pete LeCocq in there. Whether I wanted it or not, somewhere in my parents' house, somewhere in the crawl space, there is a shoebox of like 15, all the Cubs and just this surfeit of Pete LeCocq cards. They make more of them that year or something?
I don't know. Did they even have a Pete LeCocq hot dog at Wrigley Field?
Well, they do now?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
What's on it?
Oh, I don't even want to. I'll show you a picture of it later on, but it's pretty disgusting.
I said some endorsement. So where does that rank in Cubs moments that you either were spectated or were a part of, Sarge? That was it was fun, wasn't it?
Well, anytime you're able to come back in that fashion, I mean, you can't beat it. The bases loaded, you're down by three. That's kind of like what players dream about. The only thing they'd like to do is to do that in the World Series. But to keep the momentum coming up, and more importantly, to win and then have an off day, it just gives you a lot more momentum going into your next game, as opposed to thinking about the loss and how you lost it. It was just so dramatic, and obviously those left field fans always do their job.
What does it mean to go back and forth on the momentum pendulum like this, Sarge? Like, Dan and I talk about this. We've never been in a clubhouse, you know, day in, day out kind of thing. But you know, the Cubs seize, I guess, what would be some good feeling or whatever on Friday. They get blown out on Saturday. And they come back and do what they did, you know, yesterday. To ride that back and forth, to feel like you've got it and then have it thrown away by a bad start by somebody and then get it back, that's got to play with you a little bit.
Well, they have some guys that can hit. And more importantly, it's hard to measure how much Joe means for these guys, because he goes through the ups and downs with them, but he gives them the benefit of the doubt. And a real great example is with your right fielder and sometimes center fielder, Hayward, where he has given him so much confidence that look at the year that he's having now. And you don't do that without a manager showing confidence in you and letting you know that you can do it and trying to put you in the best situation.
Yeah.
And Joe really has a canny way of doing that. And when you do that, players will go through the brick wall for you. But then, more importantly, he has guys on that team that really does give you solid at-bats from every single time they go up. Every plate appearance they go, it's a tough at bat, and it makes it very difficult for the opposition.
Now, here's an interesting note when you talk about a player taking advantage of a situation and what a moment like that, when he hit a golden home run, the only two other times in baseball history, of course, since we have the pitch data, has somebody hit a walk-off grand slam down to the last strike to win a game having been down three. Chris Hoyles did it, and Alan Trammell did it, and David Bodie's the third to do it. What a special grand slam. How about this? Pete LeCocq, in 1975, hit the only grand slam of his career in the final appearance by Cardinals ace and all-time great Bob Gibson.
I just want to remind you, it was Bob Gibson Day.
Was it really?
Yeah, he came in relief. It was a 6-6 tie. Bases loaded, nobody out. Pop-up, strikeout. I came in there, and we had had a fighting score all the time. He'd hit me a lot. I'd started out, I was 19 years old. I walked him off at Wrigley Field, and I don't think he ever forgot it. He'll never forget me, that's for sure.
What'd you get from him? You hit a fastball?
Oh, it was a fastball. Yeah. 3-2 count. It's right there.
So that kind of thing, does it stay vivid in your memory, or does it change? Does it get that sepia tone over the years? Does it maybe go from 402 to 460? How does it change?
You know, I hit it. I knew it was gone, and that's when they had AstroTurf, and it hit the mezzanine and was rolling back. And Ted Sizemore got the ball, threw it back to Gibson, and he was following me around the bases, calling me everything. After I got to home plate, I was almost walking. I was going to the dugout. He got the ball and threw it at me right over my shoulder. So, yeah, he has issues.
Sarge, we talked to David Bodie last week. We're going to talk to him again in just a few minutes. But talk to him last week about his approach. And from your experience as a hitting coach, you see these guys sometimes just find something that clicks. So his exit velocities have been up. He talked about where his contact point is, where he wants to meet the baseball, and he's changed that, and he's worked on it so much now, as we see in these young hitters, is understanding that everybody's throwing 100 miles an hour. It's all about velocity, covering some of the off-speed pitches. What advice would you have for a young hitter trying to figure out in this latest version of MLB, where do you want to find the baseball? What do you think about launch angle and everything?
Well, I mean, first of all, with the launch angle, you don't launch balls that are, say, high. The balls that you're able to launch are like the belt and maybe balls that are down. Willie McCovey used to always kill the ball and so on that was a down. For me, for younger players to be a real good player, you got to know the strike zone. And the more strikes you swing at, the better off you're going to be. If you can develop where you do have a good strike zone, Tony Gwynn, for instance.
Well, that's pretty special. At,
well, I'm yeah. just saying, to know the strike. Bill Buckner is another one, knowing the strike zone. Bill Madlock, mm-hmm. another guy, knowing the strike zone. And when you do, and you know your own strike zone, and you be within yourself, Altuve, knowing the strike zone, he takes no prisoners, and every fastball he seems to swing at, he's almost just right on it. Well, he's so short and compact, he knows where his strike zone is, and consequently, he's able to swing at a lot of strikes, and you don't lead the league four times in hits and not be a good hitter and not know the strike zone.
Interesting you put it that way. I was thinking about this in reference to Javi Baez, because even though Javi swings at almost literally everything, his first pitch swing rate, the number of times he's swinging at the first pitch he sees in at bat, has gone up exponentially. He's almost swinging at half of them he sees. And I wonder, you know, if you guys kind of felt that as you were playing, knowing that that first pitch was going to be something in the strike zone, or that's something that you could control the tempo of the at bat on, perhaps. He's had so much more success in doing this and swinging at first pitch strikes that he's got himself in an MVP conversation, despite the fact that he may not have the batting eye that Jose Altuve has.
Well, I think that, you know, when we were playing, the pitchers threw a lot more first pitch fastballs.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's changed a lot now. They're showing changeups, curveballs. You know, they're trying to deceive you in any way that they can. And they're trying to make you think, oh, what's he going to throw? Because, you know, whatever you say, you talk to any hitter, they do guess. I guessed. But I looked for a lot of fastballs. And, you know, just again, it depends on the pitching, on the pitcher.
Well, personally for me, I had a good teacher in Willie Mays, and one of our our thing was, whatever you do, you don't take that first pitch fastball. But in my head, I would go up as if it was 2-0. So then I'm looking fastball, and if it's a breaking ball, I have the discipline to be able to lay off of it or off speed pitch. So you want to be able to get into hitting counts 2-0, 3-1. 2-1, so you can almost dictate the pitch that you want. And the reputation that we used to have with the Giants is that, hey, whatever you do, don't throw Mays a first pitch fastball. And that's why they would wrinkle the ball. Or if you did, it better be in a doggone good spot, because they were looking at him. And that's the way we were taught from Hank Sauer, our hitting coach, to be able to hit that first pitch fastball. And our motto was, in the hitting counts, don't be late.
Where are we on the bat flip? Where, I mean, I know the game is changing, I think, for the better. I admit that I've come around on some of this stuff to appreciate some of the joie de vivre with which some of the young players play. Honest feeling, gut response when you see that.
Well, it was a beautiful bat flip.
Yeah.
It really was. It was a beautiful bat flip. Now, if they retaliate, they retaliate. It was worth the flip.
Sarge?
I think nothing wrong with it.
Okay.
Dennis Eckersley that would give him a punch when he struck him out? You know, it's plain and simple. You don't want him to do that, don't let him hit the ball.
You know, this is going to be a gathering of old-time baseball guys here, and it does my heart good to hear you guys saying that. And experience also, I think, I don't know if you played winter ball in a Latin American country around here, and I know you played in Japan. Just the fact that the influence of other cultures on baseball has been a good thing in a lot of regards. Do you agree?
Well, I played 6 years of winter baseball, and you know, it helped me tremendously. And the guys that, when we were playing in winter ball, a lot of big league guys were down there. You don't see as many big league guys down there now, but you know, I have a lot of respect for the Latin players. They really play hard.
Love it. And without a doubt, I don't think I could have played the way I did without playing in Dominican. I played in the Capitol, where most of our guys were the Giants. On my team, I had one of the best hitters, really, in the game, Cecil Cooper. Oh. I was hitting third. He was hitting fourth. And I got to tell you, that year we really wore some Dominicans out. Again, those guys from Andujar and facing J.R. Richard, where you barely can see the ball.
Yeah.
But it's simple. In those countries, you don't play well, you don't hit, you go home. So the incentive to go there and want to excel, where I thought it was an honor to go to be able to play there, and most guys these days, they think it's punishment.
You mentioned Cecil Cooper. People forget that the year that George Brett flirted with 400,
yep.
I think it was 1985,
it was 1980. I was on the team.
It was 80. You're right. It was.
I was playing on the team.
And he ended up at 390, I want to say. And Cecil Cooper hit like 350. And people don't remember what a spectacular year he had just because he was overshadowed by Brett that year.
Well, you know, George, you know, besides being a great hitter, is one of those years that it seemed like every ground ball found a hole. You know, you got to be lucky, too. But he makes a lot of good, solid contact. And, you know, Charlie Lau was my instructor. And, you know, I was with him, and he was awful good. But he really taught George how to really hit well.
Well, it was a classic Charlie Lau disciple, too, with the one-hand mm-hmm. high finish, the waggle and the swing. I mean, White Sox fans remember watching Greg Walker hit, and even, you know, Carlton Fisk, Ozzie Guillen tried, whatever. No two swings
were
alike.
He used a bat.
Yes, he tried, but that was, and even though Walt Reniac, with Frank Thomas, adopted some of those same teachings. It's fun to watch out, because now very few guys hit like that.
Well, you know what it is for me, again, everybody can't do that. So you find whatever works for you. Work for, you know, George Brett. I'm a true believer in, and especially as a hitting coach, you don't want to really change guys. What you want to do is look at them, analyze their swing, and then give them, you know, some work to be able to get better. And the way that they were listening to you, it's simple. They have to get results in on that particular level in order for other guys to be able to look at you and emulate your swing and to be able to learn, for sure.
How's the golf game for each of you?
Well, I mean, it's getting better. I had double knee surgery, so this is the third time that I've actually
replacements?
Played.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, two of them. And
at the same time?
At the same time?
Oh, yeah. And I got proof, because when you go through that airport, it rings like it's Christmas time. I mean, they just automatically, when I go through, I just throw my hands up. So they give you a card, yep. So you could give, you know, to the TSA people. They told me to put it up. That don't mean anything. So they go in and swan you up and so on. But it's not a big deal, but I did have the surgery. I feel much, much better, bone on bone. I know Mike Deca had it done, and he's walking a lot better after all those years in football. But, you know, let's face it, medicine is better these days.
All right, guys, hit them straight. Thanks for joining
us. Thank you very much for having us. Really appreciate it.
Gary Matthews and Pete LeCocq, both former Cubs, both here as part of the Joe Madden's third annual Try Not to Suck golf outing. Next up, last night's hero, David Bote, is going to join us on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Mully and Hall, Chicago's sports morning show.
Brian Urlacher's speech and what it meant and how we delivered it, I felt like that was the best Brian Urlacher has ever been in terms of rising to the occasion. I know it wasn't on the field, and in those 19 minutes, I don't know that he was ever better.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's.
Imagine your dream carpet installed for free. The Home Depot offers all-inclusive free installation on minimum purchases of $699. No hidden fees and no surprises, so the dream carpet you want comes at the price you were expecting. Imagine free carpet installation that's actually free. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately. License numbers available at homedepot.com/license numbers.
Illinois CyberKnife deploys revolutionary technology in the fight against prostate cancer in just 5 outpatient treatments. With CyberKnife treatment for prostate cancer, there's no pain, no surgery, and you can go back to your normal activities right after treatment. Prostate cancer doesn't fight fair. Neither should you. For more information, contact Illinois CyberKnife at 847-723-0100 or visit IllinoisCK.com, a service of Advocate Lutheran General Hospital. No case is typical. Results will vary by patient, and there's no guarantee you'll experience these results.
Hi, I'm Ben Zobrist, the MVP for Chicago's World Championship Baseball team. I've teamed up with Westfield Ford because I know a winner when I see one.
Get $4,500 off MSRP on a brand new 2018 Focus. Or choose 0 for 60 plus $2,500 bonus cash.
Join me, Ben Zobrist, on another winning team. Westfield Ford on LaGrange Road in Countryside.
All offers plus tax, title, license, and dock fees. Qualified buyers on select models. Savings from MSRP based on $16.67 per thousand financed. All 4 rebates and incentives apply. Expires 8/31/18.
This week's look back at baseball history takes us to 1973, when Roberto Clemente becomes the first Latin-born player to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. The mandatory 5-year waiting period was waived to honor the late Pirates outfielder, who died tragically in a plane crash that was carrying relief supplies to victims of the earthquake in Nicaragua. This moment in baseball history is brought to you by MLB brand Chicago Cubs Edition Frozen Waffles, Burritos, and Chimichangas, which can be found in the frozen food section at Tony's Fresh Market. Text BASEBALL to 811-811 today for your money-saving coupon.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's you, Jamie. Listen, I forgive you. That birthday shout-out to Lester might have been poorly timed and mildly dangerous, but doggone it, you put your heart into it. Besides, forgiveness is what Progressive is all about. That's why our loyal customers enjoy accident forgiveness at no extra cost. So, I forgive you. Even if Lester and the fire department don't. Or the improv troupe.
That was bad.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Accident forgiveness not available in all states or situations.
NewSleep.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
So that happened. That was fun.
What a night.
What a night. What a moment. The David Bote game. Forever, that will be. And David Bote, the guy who actually hit it, joins us again on the Bernstein and McKnight Show, as he did Friday when we were talking about some of these memorable moments. And David, you said that the July 26th game-tying home run of the ninth, just another game, just another moment, keep it even keel. And if you say the same thing about last night, I am not going to believe you.
Okay, you're right. I'll give it one day, and then tomorrow is
there
just another day.
Thank you. Good job, David. That's awesome. Have you slept?
I slept a couple hours last night, yeah.
Kids allow you to sleep?
Yeah, the kids did, you know, but my wife and I got to hang out a little bit last night and just enjoy Chicago.
Do you get a chance? I mean, was it worth it that night, you know, last night to kind of reflect on where you've been and the journey that you've had, or do you save that for another day? I mean, you told us on Friday you're thinking about writing the book. This certainly makes for a hell of a chapter. But I wonder if it's worth doing that, not worth it, but if it's meaningful doing that as often as we on the outside might think that you do.
Not too much. I'm more just enjoying the moment. Enjoying what today, you know, my wife kind of brought that up to me, is just saying, you know, sometimes baseball can just give you a moment to just enjoy, you know, just enjoy this time, this moment, this minute. And I was more of that than actually reflecting on it. You know, like I said before, probably later on, either off season or later on in my career, being able to reflect on more of that stuff, but right now more just enjoying what's happening today.
All right, take us through the sequencing a little bit. It was interesting because it's almost like after you saw the issues with the knuckle curve, you could kind of take that out of play. Was that your approach?
Yeah, so they've been getting me with the two-seam sinker all series. And I knew Mathen had that as well as a little four-seam kind of cut. He kind of did it up top of the zone. You know, and he's... unbelievable pitcher with unbelievable stuff. Been around for years, their closer. So, you know, got to respect what he has. And so I just kind of got to pick a spot, pick a location, kind of pick a pitch You know, and he hit two guys, and he hit Jesse Wilson with the curveball there. So I was just kind of looking for a ball down that I could just get underneath it, you know, and just pick that spot. And then if he kind of throws three pitches up in the zone, have to live with it, and just sticking to that approach and was able to get it.
I thought the 1-1 take was pretty impressive. I know you reacted afterward as though it might not have been a strike or you didn't like where it was. I just, if you're looking down like that and take that and then get it called, although, you know, it looks like it might have nipped the zone, you know, what's the routine to refocus after getting what you thought you wanted and then having it called?
Right. Yeah. So I thought it was a little bit down, and looking at it again, it did nip. So, I mean, great call by the umpire there. So just stepping out of the box, taking a deep breath, regathering yourself, you know, not letting the previous pitch dictate what my plan was, you know, so like that is what I was looking for, and it was a little bit further down than I wanted. So being able to be disciplined enough to stay off of that, even though that's what I was looking for, was huge. And Zoe and I have been talking about that a lot of sticking to your approach, whatever that is, because it changes throughout the game. It can change mid-pitch, you know, mid at bat, you know, but stepping out, getting back to what you want to do, and then when you get it, being disciplined enough to either take it or put the swing on it.
Is that your best bat flip ever at any level of baseball?
Probably. It just kind of happened. I mean, I didn't even realize I did it until I saw it on the replay. I'm like, oh, man, I did bat flip it. So, I mean, obviously meant no disrespect by any means, but I was just kind of the heat of the moment, got it good, and I was kind of wishing it out.
Yeah, I think you're allowed to do that.
Oh, there's so many moments. There was so much going on with the flourishes there, because not only there's the point that you know it's gone, there's the bat flip, then there's the get to first base, look at me, I'm an airplane.
In the arms.
And yeah, you'll fly the W, fly around the bases, then the helmet toss, and then they're all waiting, and they tear your uniform off like it's the Beatles in 1965. It was amazing.
Right, yeah, I was running bases, and I knew my arm was up, and I was like, put your arm down, and I just couldn't. I couldn't put it down, and then, yeah, getting at home, getting my jersey ripped off. This morning, my daughter was like, hey, lift your sweater off. So you lift your sweater off. Like, you get a new one? Like, she was super nervous that they were hurting me, and I said, no, it's okay. Like, it was pretty funny, pretty sweet.
How old is your daughter, first off?
She's 2.5.
Okay, all right. So she's got some time to realize you're fine. Where is the shredded jersey?
It's in the clubhouse right now. They authenticated it up, and they're gonna frame it up.
Okay.
Well, that's
point.
Cool. We also saw this note on Twitter from the voice of the Iowa Cubs, Alex Cohen, tweeted the following. Here's your friendly reminder that David Bote has been recalled 5 times this season from AAA, and as of 5 days ago, his car still remained in the parking lot of his apartment complex in Des Moines.
What?
Is that true?
Yes, it is. We did end up buying another car in May, so we have two. So my wife drove one of the cars here. So we have one here and one at Des Moines.
What kind of car is sitting there? I'm just wondering.
It's a Ford Escape.
Okay, so
do you plan on retrieving the car at any point, or is that just, you know, first person there gets it?
It's got half of our stuff packed into it, so I'm whatever at the end of the year, we'll stop by and pick it up.
Okay, all right. Well, it's just one of those things where it's to be remembered as all this is going on. Half of your stuff is in a car in Des Moines.
Correct.
Well, I know this, Connor mentioned this, again, I hope you're taking good notes, because this is all going to be part of that book when it gets written someday. I'm glad you took the time to join us. You got the whole off day to revel in it, everything timed up just right. So I'm glad you're enjoying, and certainly appreciate the fact that you could take the time to pick up the phone again today, David.
No, absolutely. I really appreciate you guys having me. I enjoy talking to you guys, and yeah, it's awesome.
All right. Cool. David, thank you. David Bote of the Chicago Cubs, the man of the hour.
He could end every conversation he has the next 48 hours with, yeah, it's awesome. I got literally everything that's going on right now for me is awesome, and I'm just going to bathe in the awesome for the next, I don't know, 12 hours or so.
Yeah, I hope people like make sure that car is secured. Like, maybe we should head down there and just, you know, keep an eye on it for
him. I feel like we owe it to Dave. Now that we've kind of, you know, this car's got it, it's got a bunch of stuff, we should probably call the apartment complex and just tell him, like, hey, just keep an eye on it, make sure it sticks around and stays there. You don't want anybody taking his stuff.
Yeah, we don't want, like, novelty hunters going in there and saying, yeah, I remember when he left all his stuff there.
I can't imagine that it has, you know, because baseball guys, I mean, the players will keep the, they've got the gamer glove, right? And then they've always got the one that they're breaking in.
Right.
But because Bote plays so many positions, maybe we can ask him when we have him on again tomorrow. Not that we're going to have him in again tomorrow, but it's kind of that trend.
Yeah, he's part of the show now.
It really is. It's Bernstein, McKnight, and Bote. He's got to have more than one of the next up gloves because he plays so many spots. So I'm wondering if, like, his backup second baseman's mitt isn't in that car in Des Moines, because at some point you got to make a cut on stuff that you can bring around. He plays second to least. Maybe that's, you know, he might have a mitt in there or something.
He's Connor McKnight. I'm Dan Bernstein. We are your Score Midday Show at 9 to 1 on Sports Radio 670. Today, broadcasting from Bryn Mawr Country Club in Lincolnwood, Joe Madden's third annual Try Not to Suck golf outing that benefits his Respect 90 Foundation. Big thanks to a couple of sponsors here, the St. Jane Hotel, located at 230 North Michigan Avenue in Chicago, and Not Standard. It's Not with a K. Standard Custom Suits and Menswear are part of the festivities today. Some really nicely appointed golf shirts.
What do you got over there?
This is part of their Taylor Bird collection, and this is lovely. See, and you know me, like, when I get free stuff, usually it's a, you know,
you're going to be wearing that tomorrow.
This is already my nicest shirt.
By far.
I kid you.
Oh, look at this.
Look at the fabric on there.
Yeah, like, this can't wrinkle like all the other things you've got. This is nice.
I am not exaggerating when I say right now that's my nicest shirt.
This is great radio.
You dress yourself with stuff you find out of the trunk. Yeah, but that's what I'm convinced you do when you get to work.
But you
drive in naked. All this posturing against shirtless driving has been a canard your entire career.
You're on to me.
You show up naked. You rip some sort of shirt out of your trunk and then walk over to work.
We are looking forward to more surprises here as the golfers are hitting the practice green and getting set to go out and whack that thing around.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Joe Ostrowski. Coach Fitz and the Wildcats host to Michigan, Nebraska, Wisconsin, Notre Dame, Illinois, and more this fall at Ryan Field. Season and single game tickets are on sale now at NUSports.com. After last night's emotional high, the Cubs get a day to rest before hosting the Brewers for 2 day games. The Northsiders have a 5-game advantage on Milwaukee in the loss column. The Sox go to Comerica Park tonight to visit the Tigers. Golf with Tiger on the prowl, CBS Sports had the highest final round PGA Championship ratings in 9 years, and it's day 29 of Roquan Smith's holdout. This update was brought to you by Lakeside Bank. For the second year in a row, the top-rated bank in Chicago is Lakeside Bank. S&P Global Intel says Lakeside is number one again among all 2017 banks between $1 and $10 billion in assets. Join Lakeside Bank. It's about time. And breaking news on the Score is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time. Shop online at rosenhyundai.com. I'm Joe Ostrowski, and you're listening to the radio home for Cubs baseball, 670 The Score. The next game on The Score is tomorrow when the Cubs take on the Brewers. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
We got a lot of texters that are offering to take David Bote's car and drive it over here if he needs his stuff, or people offering to go get his stuff and bring him his stuff. It's so baseball. That's so great. And you're right. The Matt Wieters reaction.
It's beautiful.
Immediately after contact, Wieters like, okay, that's good. I wonder if it's
silent, because you can't tell because he's got the mask on. I can't tell if it's like a silent walk off and in pain. I mean, it looks like he's been struck in the kidneys.
Well, he's not glove screaming.
No, he's not glove screaming.
Although if you wear a catcher's mask, you don't have to glove scream because nobody can see your face anyway.
He could be screaming. It's kind of tough to tell. But
damn it!
There is clear pain in that man's body as he leaves the field and David Bote sprints around every one of those bases after the grand slam last night. That was a hell of an ending.
It's not quite the Ted Lilly glove slam, which is one of the all-time great reactions.
There's something beautiful about a grown man acting petulant like that, acting like a small, small child, and Ted Lilly in that moment captured everything. He had all of that, you know, 7-year-old, I'm taking my ball and going home kind of slam going on there.
You're right.
Well, that was it was fun stuff last night at Wrigley Field, capping off a memorable sports viewing day after watching a front nine from Tiger Woods, the likes of which I don't think I've ever seen anything like that. I've ever seen anybody spray those drives all over the place and rescue. I've seen pars rescued, but not birdies.
No, you've seen pars. You don't see birdies after that. You just don't, even from the best golfers on tour. And I wonder, you know, as I was listening to Tiger after that round and after his finish, I was struck by something that I already knew, but it just kind of rang home again. And I wonder if you had any kind of similar thoughts or feelings, or if you've already kind of reconciled this with the Tiger we're seeing now. Because we'd asked over and over as he got back into golf, is he back? Is Tiger back? Is Tiger back? I think unequivocally we can say that a version of Tiger is indeed back.
But the context is different because he's back against a different level of competition.
It's so different. He's older. He's arguably a different golfer altogether. And you just wonder.
I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do the altogether
he's
bit.
He's just a different golfer.
Because once we start doing it,
yeah, there's really no coming back.
Golfer,
right. He was talking about how much he had to rework his swing. He was asked, like, if we'd have told you 2 years ago that you would be here with consecutive top 10 finishes like this, that you'd have, you know, runs at major championships. He said, with what swing? That was his response to the question. With what swing?
How many
would
times
I be
there? He's re-engineered his swing?
Getting off the tee, I was putting well. He always putts well, but he had no short game. He had no touch, and he had no swing. And I just wonder. We talk all the time about the best player to never win a major, right? You know that somebody has this distinction always. It's Colin Montgomery. For a while, it was Sergio. For a while, it was Phil. You know,
it's Ricky Fowler.
This
now.
Best player. Sure, I'm not altogether convinced, and I understand that it's a semantical argument. I'm not all the way convinced that the best player on tour right now that hasn't won a major isn't Tiger Woods.
Oh, that's cute.
This remade, different, completely strange stroke Tiger Woods. And I'm wondering, because I mentioned before when he kind of fell off in his last pursuit of a major title, that I have this anxiety around watching Tiger, this when is it going to fall apart kind of thing. And I don't mean from a shot selection standpoint or from a, you know, risk it for the biscuit, you know, kind of going for it, taking chances or keeping that driver around. I'm not talking about from that perspective. I'm talking about health-wise. And I think some of that is it's slowly going away for me, and I'm kind of glad. And it's because of the way he's talking about his rounds afterward.
Gio on the West Side, you're on the Bernstein McKnight Show on the Score.
Yeah, I'm about to make some enemies. Trey Bryant for a stud pitcher. You got a third baseman that's numerically just as good and going to be cheaper over the course of a few years than Bodie.
No. You're not going to make any edit. Everybody knows
what
you're doing a bit.
What are you going to tell me about what Bryant's numbers have been? And okay. Well, first of all, Bodie's
right.
I'm just
how are you going to trade?
I'm just not.
Yeah,
I
that's
appreciate
fair.
The
yeah,
call, but there's no point trying to treat
right.
that reasonably yeah. because it's not reasonable.
Right.
So the old me would have started screaming at him, but I'm in a different place.
You mean like last week?
Yes, that yeah, guy.
That guy. Same guy.
David Bodie changes us all.
Yeah, but and look, I think David Bodie understands that this is the time to enjoy what's going on with him because the league will catch up. He said, though they did. He said they were. They were pounding.
Look at his ABs the rest of the weekend.
Bad.
They're not great. He got gamed a little bit. He understood that and was able to make the adjustment, and it helps that Ryan Madsen's breaking ball completely just left him. I think about it this way, though. When we had Len Casper on this last week, what do we have on Thursday? Yeah, it was Thursday. I asked him, in 3 years, David Bodie is what? Fill in the blank. He said Ben Zobrist. He said possibly Ben Zobrist. Not necessarily in the production or what have you, but David Bodie plays you all sorts of different positions.
What do we say? Zobrist, what, a 44-win player?
He's been fantastic. Joe Maddon, when healthy specifically, Joe Maddon has used that Swiss Army knife guy in every stop along his managerial career, right? I'm talking about minors. I'm talking about everything. He's looked for that guy and places to put him. Ben Zobrist is 37, 36,
mm-hmm.
37.
Mm-hmm.
He signed to that contract where everybody saw it. You won a World Series, and you thought, well, I don't know if it's a four-year constructive, you know, productive contract, but it's a four-year deal. You're going to have somebody step into a few roles here. The very few veterans that the Cubs have, position player side, pitching's a whole other story. But the very few veterans you have, you're looking for replacements. And if Bodie's one of those, it didn't have to be Chris Bryant. Be Ben Zobrist.
You know, I didn't even mention the fact that we have three more opportunities to win $1,000 in cash between now and 1 o'clock via a lucky text keyword. The first of those opportunities comes your way next. We also expect some surprises to be coming your way next on the Bernstein and McKnight Show on The Score.
Mully and Hall, Chicago's sports morning show.
Brian Urlacher's speech and what it meant and how we delivered it, I felt like that was the best Brian Urlacher has ever been in terms of rising to the occasion. I know it wasn't on the field, and in those 19 minutes, I don't know that he was ever better.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's...
Put on a dominating performance at your next backyard barbecue with a new grill from my friends at Grand Appliance and TV, the official appliance retail partner of Cubs Radio. Grand carries top brands like Weber, Napoleon, Kamado Joe, Broil King, and more, and offers free setup and haul away on all grills of $398 or more. In addition, now through August 12th, you can save up to $100 off instantly on select models from select brands. Visit grandappliance.com/grills for complete details.
Amazon has everything for back to school. Zebra lunchbox? Check. Cool Adidas gear like t-shirts, shoes, and backpacks? Check. Triceratops folders and pencils? Check. Laser cat t-shirts? Check. Get your back to school shopping done now at amazon.com/back to school and enjoy free shipping on millions of items. No need to leave your home or hassle with crowds. Amazon.com. No better place to get everything back to school from A to Z.
Hi, I'm Ben Zobrist, the MVP for Chicago's World Championship Baseball team. I've teamed up with Westfield Ford because I know a winner when I see one.
Get $5,500 off MSRP on a brand new 2018 Edge. Or choose 0 for 60 plus $3,000 bonus cash.
Join me, Ben Zobrist, on another winning team. Westfield Ford on LaGrange Road in Countryside.
All offers plus tax, title, license, and doc fees. To qualified buyers on select models. Savings from MSRP based on $16.67 per thousand financed. All Ford rebates and incentives apply. Expires 8/31/18.
This week's look back at baseball history takes us to 1973, when Roberto Clemente becomes the first Latin-born player to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. The mandatory five-year waiting period was waived to honor the late Pirates outfielder, who died tragically in a plane crash that was carrying relief supplies to victims of the earthquake in Nicaragua. This moment in baseball history is brought to you by MLB brand Chicago Cubs Edition Frozen Waffles, Burritos, and Chimichangas, which can be found in the frozen food section at Tony's Fresh Market. Text BASEBALL to 811-811 today for your money-saving coupon.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's you, Jamie. Listen, I forgive you. That birthday shout-out to Lester might have been poorly timed and mildly dangerous, but doggone it, you put your heart into it. Besides, forgiveness is what Progressive is all about. That's why our loyal customers enjoy accident forgiveness at no extra cost. So, I forgive you. Even if Lester and the fire department don't. Or the improv troupe.
That was bad.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Accident forgiveness not available in all states or situation.
Imagine your dream carpet installed for free. The Home Depot offers all-inclusive free installation on minimum purchases of $699. No hidden fees and no surprises. So the dream carpet you want comes at the price you were expecting. Imagine free carpet installation that's actually free. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately. License numbers available at homedepot.com/license numbers.
We women are redefining ourselves. Let's also rethink how we care for ourselves.
Let's reject ordinary soaps and wipes and reach for Summer's Eve.
Because it's made just for us. pH balanced, gynecologist tested, and uniquely formulated for our intimate area.
For a clean confidence that redefines fresh. Reinvent your routine. Summer's Eve. Redefine fresh.
Amazon has everything for back to school. Zebra lunchbox? Check. Cool Adidas gear like t-shirts, shoes, and backpacks? Check. Triceratops folders and pencils? Check. Laser cat t-shirts? Check. Get your back-to-school shopping done now at amazon.com/back-to-school and enjoy free shipping on millions of items. No need to leave your home or hassle with crowds. Amazon.com. No better place to get everything back to school from A to Z.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
The new Bernstein and McKnight Show. Middays 9 a.m. to 1.
Wendell Carter Jr. joins the Bernstein and McKnight Show. When you first arrived in Chicago, we just heard the anecdote there about the idea of you wanting to get up shots. Is that the understanding that there's a, you know, certain number of hundreds or thousands of jump shots that that you can take that can make you that outside threat that everybody at your position in the NBA seems to have to be right now?
I mean, it's pretty much everyday thing, from my opinion. You know, even the best of shooters, you know, it's important to, you know, just have that rhythm. Because in my opinion, I think shooting is all about rhythm and how the ball feels coming off your hand. So however many times you can repeat that motion, you know, in times where, you know, you really need to make that shot, it'll just be like another shot. You just, one of the thousand shots you've been taking in the gym alone.
Dan Bernstein, now in middays, joined by returning Score guy Connor McKnight, 9 a.m. to 1, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
The new Bernstein and McKnight Show, middays 9 a.m. to 1.
Wendell Carter Jr. joins the Bernstein and McKnight Show.
I think it's very important, you know, repetition and consistency, in my opinion, are the two very important things to survive in this league. So, you know, you can be a hard worker, but, you know, if you do it every single day and you're dedicated to it, I mean, I think you'll be one, you will be the best player that you can possibly be.
What were conversations with you and teams about your defense? What did you learn about playing zone versus playing man that you're going to have to play in the NBA?
In zone, I mean, the only thing I perfected was my verticality. You know, I was kind of just standing in the middle the whole time, but, you know, I didn't lose, in my opinion, anything on the defensive end from going to zone.
Dan Bernstein, now in middays, joined by returning Score guy Connor McKnight, 9 a.m. to 1, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Hi, I'm Ben Zobrist, the MVP for Chicago's World Championship Baseball team. This season, I've teamed up with Westfield Ford because I know a winner when I see one, when I hit one, and when I drive one. Here's another winner from Westfield Ford.
Right now at Westfield Ford in Countryside, get $6,500 off MSRP on a brand new 2018 Explorer. Or choose 0 for 60 plus $2,000 bonus cash. Get $5,500 off MSRP on a brand new 2018 Edge. Or choose 0 for 60 plus $3,000 bonus cash.
I've played some infield and some outfield, so I know how important it is to be versatile. At Westfield Ford, you'll get an all-star effort from their team, whether you're there for service or to buy. Join me, Ben Zobrist, on another winning team, Westfield Ford on LaGrange Road in Countryside.
All offers plus tax, title, license, and doc fees to qualified buyers on select models. Savings from MSRP based on $16.67 per thousand financed. All Ford rebates and incentives applied. Expires 8/31/18.
AutoZone! This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
Had 7 1 putts in a row, 9 for the 9 holes so far. This would be his 8th 1 putt in a row, and what a birdie!
Fairways and greens, Gary.
Why? This is a lot more fun.
That is outrageous.
I have never had so much fun watching 9 holes in my life. And he's won back.
That's fantastic. Golf commentary can be so scathing. Like, it's honest. It's brutal. You miss shots, and they will let you know on the broadcast, and they don't care if you hear them.
That's why I love it. They will say, that's a bad call, that's a reckless play, what the hell is he doing? That's what you hear in golf commentary.
You get McCord giggling, though, about giggling. On a front 9, fairways and greens, Gary. Why? What's the point? This is way more fun.
Yeah, you don't need fairways and greens.
The hell
just,
with that.
You just spray it into the trees, and you just, you know, hit one from 164 that's just dead stiff 3 feet from the pin. That's how you do it. time was Tiger birdieing at 9 on a wild sports viewing day for all of us. It is now time for your chance to win $1,000 in cash on The Score. This hour's keyword is full. Text full to 72881 by the end of the hour. Again, the keyword is full to 72881. One randomly selected nationwide entrant from this hour will win. Please do not text and drive. Message and data rates may apply. I think we left something hanging there earlier when Pete LeCocq told us there is a Pete LeCocq, there is a hot dog
yes.
named in his honor that he said. I said, "What's on it?" He said, "It's disgusting."
It's disgusting. But don't get it.
We need to get some closure here to see if we can find that and maybe run it by the I'm Fat podcast too. And by the way, look at the love the I'm Fat podcast is getting from everybody. Steve Rosenblum with a shout out.
Well, it's a well executed podcast, and the love they have, the gustatory love they have for just life in general is meaningful. It's worthwhile.
It's like they hired a PR guy.
Well, Steve Rosenblum is our PR guy. He is a P1.
Okay.
He's mentioned us in his piece at least 3 or 4 times already. And we've done like 6 episodes because we are very fat and lazy.
It takes like a 3-month break between episode 2 and 3.
Rick and I are like, you want to do one? I don't know. I'm kind of hungry. Yeah. I'd rather eat. Okay.
I've found the hot dogs, the specialty hot dogs.
It's a hot dogs, isn't it?
It doesn't. No. No, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Oh, so Doug Sohn is actually, he's the one who is doing the homage to one of the 70s Cubs. I know it's a team near and dear to his heart.
This from a 2015 article in the Trib. The Hot Dogs concession stand behind the center field scoreboard will feature 3 creations, each named for a former Cubs player. Champ Summers.
Oh, God. He's really picked some winners ahead of me.
Is a spicy Vienna beef Polish sausage with Goose Island beer mustard and fried onions. That's
That's
classic.
That's right there. That's wheelhouse.
Solid, that's 3 or 4 by the 5th inning is what that is. The Bilt Bottom is an atomic pork sausage with cherry marmalade and smoked Gouda cheese.
Yes. Out.
Which, what puts you out of that one?
Cherry marmalade.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. Right. And Lady Moon.
The atomic pork though that it was fantastic.
And members of atomic pork.
What is atomic pork?
I don't know. They have it at Peace Pizza. They've got it on. There's an atomic sausage. It's like a spicy pork sausage kind of thing. It's just terrific.
Okay.
They do a pizza over there. The Pete LeCocq is a ribeye steak sausage with horseradish cream and blue cheese.
Ooh,
I have eaten.
That's a lot.
The sausage you're talking about.
You've eaten the Pete LeCocq.
I have. Yes. Several times.
Yes.
It's delightful.
Okay.
Really? That horseradish and blue cheese isn't too much?
No.
They don't fight each other?
No, not really.
Huh.
No, it's good.
You sound dubious.
You put horseradish
and
blue cheese on a Pete LeCocq, and it feels like they would fight each other a little bit. But
one emerges victorious after the fight, and you enjoy the fight in your mouth.
Kind of you put either on anything, and I'm out.
Really?
Yeah.
You've got a weird thing against condiments in general.
A picky fat guy.
Okay.
So I am kind of a picky fat guy.
You don't like mayonnaise either, right?
More of a Kobe guy.
To be
fair, it's a volume shooter.
Mayo is a very common one.
I don't like mayo either. Or mustard.
Hmm.
What? The mustard one's really weird.
Yeah, that's strange.
But I also don't like peanut butter.
Peanut butter, exactly.
I can't help you there.
Okay.
And you can keep ranch, too. I don't hate ranch, but I never choose ranch.
I like it on a Dorito.
Agreed.
Cool Ranch.
Okay. You dip your Cool Ranch in ranch?
Oh, do you actually dip it? You just like the flavoring?
Whatever that powder is.
Yeah.
Delightful.
But for what it's worth,
I'll snort a bag of that, but I'm not going to eat the dip.
The Cool Ranch tacos, like the Cool Ranch tortillas, that's the one. Over the spicy nacho, that's the one. That's the one you go get.
Okay. We're looking forward to having a conversation with Joe Madden in just a little bit here at Bryn Mawr Country Club. It is the Bernstein and McKnight Show. Something else happened over the weekend that's just, this has got to stop. At some point, it simply has to stop. We've got to stop with the pernicious sadism of college football coaches. When does this end? When does a school finally look at this and say, yeah, we're going to make sure that our coach isn't one of these guys? And this is now, correct me if I'm wrong. If I'm doing the math here, if I'm counting the number of Big Ten football programs.
I'll tally. You go.
That have had some kind of off-the-field scandal involving something, right? We've got Penn State.
That's right.
We have Ohio State.
Yeah.
We have Michigan State.
Right.
Okay, that's 3. We had Tracy Clay's at Minnesota.
Right.
We had Kevin Wilson fired at Indiana because of being abusive,
right?
And Tim Beckman fired by Illinois for being abusive. And now Maryland suspending DJ Durkin for being...
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
Yeah, I had it at
seven. Do I have this right?
I had it at seven.
Come on. I mean, the stuff and the details of this with this guy, Rod Cort, the strength and conditioning coach.
Right.
You know, you talk about a lot of football people say, yeah, every coaching staff has that one maniac guy that's seen the first 45 minutes of Full Metal Jacket too many times and thinks that's about, that's how you make a man. This whole twisted sense of masculinity and manhood and how it ties into violence, and it's just abuse for the sake of abuse. You're not making men. You're abusing people for your own entertainment. I just, when I read the details of this Maryland thing, it's you can't make it up. It's like something that would be a cliche if you're making, if you're doing a movie pitch. Somebody goes, no, it's too on the nose.
Something I've been thinking about for a little while now, and even before the Urban Meyer thing, I was wondering what it would take if you're an athletic director, right? If you're head of the department, if you're the provost, if you're the president, higher up in the academic side of college, that you've got responsibility over your athletics. Let's say your program Y, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you understand that you've got a Rod Cort in there somewhere, that you've got a scenario whereby there's something going on that you need to stop.
You've got to find it out yourself, first of all. You can't wait to read about it in the paper.
That's what I'm saying. If you're part of these departments now, or even if you're tangentially connected to them, the only power you've got left, the only responsibility really that you have left, is doing it yourself, is taking control of, is changing the culture on your own and damning everybody who's going to be a booster and pulling money away. You know, the hell with season ticket holders. We're going to do this, that, or the other thing. Because what we found is that if you're a program that, even if you stand up for Urban Meyer, right? If Ohio State ends up doing that, and by the way, the clock's ticking on the 14 days that the investigation was going to take, and maybe they'll take all 14, who knows? But if you're going to stand up for those guys, you face a minimum in backlash of PR. If you go the other way and actually do something, actually put something out there on record for your student athletes, for the parents of those student athletes, for your fans, for some sort of, just put the mark in the left side of the column instead of the right side. For once, you've got plenty to gain. And you stop an abusive culture.
Well, that's more important. There's another aspect to this, too, that I want to get into that also has to stop, about an aspect of football programs, especially the major colleges, that falls under the auspices of coaching that never should. And we're giving coaches way too much control over some things they have no business controlling. It just has to stop. And football has to stop harboring sadists because of its culture, because of a twisted culture. It has to stop. Anytime you think about the sport and somebody's like, oh, this again, these people, it's always football, right? It's always football with this stuff. And there's no reason for it. There's any number of intelligent and informed football people who hate it too, because they know the black eye that it causes their sport that means so much to them. Those people have to be the stronger voices. But it happened again and again. Yeah. You got to go to a reporter. Somebody had to go to a reporter and say, oh, yeah, they killed a kid.
And they will now, college football coaches, because they understand how pervasive that part of the culture is, they'll come after the reporters too.
Will Muschamp's already doing that.
Yeah, they first in line. Are you kidding me? Will Muschamp?
We're looking forward to have a conversation with Jim DeShays of the Cubs television broadcast.
He's next, in fact, I'm told.
Oh, good.
Yes.
We'll talk Cubs with him after a memorable evening on The Score.
Stream The Score with Radio.com. It's easy. Go to Radio.com/listen or download the Radio.com app now and get all your favorite Score shows live on your mobile device. Stream The Score with Radio. This week's look back at baseball history takes us to 1973, when Roberto Clemente becomes the first Latin-born player to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. The mandatory 5-year waiting period was waived to honor the late Pirates outfielder, who died tragically in a plane crash that was carrying relief supplies to victims of the earthquake in Nicaragua. This moment in baseball history is brought to you by MLB brand Chicago Cubs Edition Frozen Waffles, Burritos, and Chimichangas, which can be found in the frozen food section at Tony's Fresh Market. Text BASEBALL to 811-811 today for your
your money-saving coupon.
Amazon has everything for back to school. Zebra lunchbox? Check. Cool Adidas gear like t-shirts, shoes, and backpacks? Check. Triceratops folders and pencils? Check. Laser cat t-shirts? Check. Get your back to school shopping done now at amazon.com/back to school and enjoy free shipping on millions of items. No need to leave your home or hassle with crowds. Amazon.com. No better place to get everything back to school from A to Z.
Hi, I'm Ben Zobrist, the MVP for Chicago's World Championship Baseball team. I've teamed up with Westfield Ford because I know a winner when I see one.
Get $5,500 off MSRP on a brand new 2018 Escape. Or choose 0 for 60 plus $3,000 bonus cash.
Join me, Ben Zobrist, on another winning team. Westfield Ford on LaGrange Road in Countryside.
All offers plus tax, title, license, and doc fees. Qualified buyers on select models. Savings from MSRP based on $16.67 per thousand financed. All Ford rebates and incentives applied. Expires 8/31/18.
Imagine your dream carpet installed for free. The Home Depot offers all-inclusive free installation on minimum purchases of $699. No hidden fees and no surprises, so the dream carpet you want comes at the price you were expecting. Imagine free carpet installation that's actually free. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1.